Hi, this is
Thank you.
Lupi Garcia back again. As I mentioned earlier, the 3,000 petitions that we had plus more that are coming from throughout the Imperial Valley, these are the 3,000 petitions.
Thank you.
Where are you at, Tyler?
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Michael Cox. I'm a resident of Brawley. I come to you today because I think we've been played for fools. The city of Brawley was played for a fool when they were told that there was going to be full participation, that there was going to be adequate and equal representation in the new directors for the IVHD. That hasn't happened yet. There's been no election. We were fooled when we were told that there was going to be a funding mechanism in place. That hasn't happened. There's been deadlines that have been extended. We were fooled when we were told that 918, after it was passed, couldn't be amended. They've had several legislative changes that have allowed extension of deadlines. Your legal counsel today told you you must vote to dissolve Pioneers Hospital by the end of the year. Don't be fooled into accepting that. The judge has said this is still in play. There's no rush to do this. My mother spent thousands of hours for the Pioneers Women's Auxiliary. My wife spent thousands of hours there. My daughter worked for years in the emergency room hospital. Pioneers Hospital is a valuable asset to this, to Brawley in particular. Right now you have one representative for Pioneers Hospital District on the IVHD board. You have one for the Quechan Nation who is right adjacent to the Yuma Hospital. Please don't vote to dissolve Pioneers Hospital today. Thank you for your service.
Good morning and thank you for your time.
Morning.
A brief statement. My name is Jeff Gonzalez. In the absence of our state representative and those who wish to be a state representative, I choose to speak on the subject as your future representative. My name is Jeff Gonzalez, and I hope to represent you in the legislature. The singular point that needs to be conveyed is we the people have not been heard. Sacramento has been deaf. So I move to place this back into the hands of the people. That is the way this nation was founded. That is what I fought for in the Marine Corps for 21 years, and many have fought for as well. So I urge you to put this back into the hands of the people. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing people to speak. My name is Linda Rubin, and I want you to just think about what LAFCO stands for. Local. Keep the decisions here locally. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for allowing me. It's Chris Bjornberg, resident of Brawley. I want to make sure that you guys know and understand that if you move forward with the dissolution, the hospital does not close. In fact, if you chose to dissolve it today and that were possible, if there were no litigation going on right now, today would be no different than tomorrow. The people would still show up and the people would still come and take care of people. Nothing changes. The biggest change that happens is that there will be different leadership there. There will be a new board. That's the only difference. Nothing changes for the hospital. The hospital still remains operational. The hospital still stays open. People still have their jobs, and people will continue to have their jobs. That does not change. IVHD stands ready right now to be able to receive. licenses has already been taken care of. We have that in process. We've worked with the city, or with the state, excuse me, and CDPH and others to make sure that that's possible and makes for a seamless transition from that standpoint. Everybody agreed. We all agreed that the studies were flawed. 100% of the studies were flawed. We agreed to that. Everybody agreed to that. When we made that comment, when I was with PMHD, PMHD said, we need to make sure everybody knows and understands that. We did that. They said, a new study needs to happen. And the IBHD board said, you're correct. It does need to happen. Let's make it happen. To which PMHD said, well, we're not going to help you. We're not going to make that possible. We're going to continue to inhibit the ability for healthcare that everybody has deemed so precious and needs to be protected. We're making that impossible to move forward. Everybody agrees that it also is imperative that we bring the two together. IBHD thinks that's the case. PMHD thinks that's the case. They did so in their original application to you guys almost 2 years ago. The difference is that who is in control? Nothing changes. PMHD was going to expand without a vote. PMHD was going to dissolve Heffernan Healthcare District without a vote. PMHD, only vote that they were going to have is the same vote that's going to take place now, which would have also been later after they had tried to make the two entities come together, which is the vote to say how it's financially going to be feasible, how we're going to make that happen. Same thing that is happening right now in this moment. That's what their plan was from the beginning. I do want to make sure that everybody knows and understands. Nothing changes for the hospital. Nothing changes for the people working at the hospital. It will still be there. Babies will still be born. Doctors will still provide service. Nurses will still provide service. And everybody else will continue to provide that service to the community that is needed at this time. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for your time. I'm Christine Krakenmeyer. I'm a resident of Brawley. And so in what Chris have said, actually, that is, there's not a full truth in there. So if Pioneers Memorial, if PMHD will be dissolved, a lot of our contracts will not be under PMHD anymore. So think about this. If we don't have contracts already because the PMHD is dissolved, then we cannot bill. So a lot of that, we won't have a lot of our finances from like Health Net, Medicare, medical. Those, we won't get paid. So a lot of millions of dollars will not go back to Pioneers PMHD for all the services that we have put in for the last few months. So that is half truth in there. So please hear the people out in Brawley. Please hear the people out who have worked hard and all their lives for PMHD, because this is unreal that, you know, putting together, just think about this. ECRMC is $240 million in debt. Pioneers is profiting. Right now we have approximately about $1.2 million in profit right now. A what? Okay, so please, we are profiting and we are putting together with a hospital that is in so much deficit. So this is not good for the entire healthcare, for the entire valley. So please, thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. My name is Annabelle Limiteng. I'm the director of Lab Services at Pioneers Hospital, and I'm also a resident of Brawley. I have similar concerns as previously mentioned by others. In addition, my department necessitates the employment of clinical laboratory scientists, and they are hard to fill positions in the healthcare industry, not just here in the Valley, but all over the country. Some of them have H-1B work visas that are currently being processed under PMHD sponsorship, and I'm concerned of their status should the dissolution now happen now or soon. I'm here to request that you please do not support the dissolution of PMHD today. Thank you.
Anyone else? No. Yes, sir.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Xavier Hendricks, and I am currently an IBC and SDSU nursing student. I'm not speaking on the behalf of IBC or SDSU, but I'm speaking on behalf of the nursing students here at the Imperial Valley. So I currently do clinicals at Pioneers Memorial right now, and the staff have poured into me and my classmates for our education and our skills, and I support them. We all know that we're going through a nursing shortage, and the idea of Pioneers being dissolved does not give us confidence to want to work in the Imperial Valley. If Pioneers is dissolved, it's likely that many students will want to seek work outside of the Imperial Valley. And if Pioneers is not dissolved, the Imperial Valley will continue gaining local nurses from our local educational institutions instead of outsourcing nurses from other areas. Please do not dissolve PMH and keep the next generation of nurses in the Valley. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. You do. Okay, one more.
Hi, my name is Justina Aguirre. I have worked, I've worked at both hospitals in the course of my career as a nurse. I've also trained at Calexico Hospital, and there's not many nurses that can tell you that. But to me, one of the things the CEO for IVHD has said is there would be no difference. There will be a difference. IVHD has said the hospital, whichever one they were speaking of, would be repurposed. That was stated at a public meeting. The word repurposed was used. That perked my ears quite a bit. And I think everyone here has simply said a very basic fact. There was no vote. When Congressman Garcia tried to say, oh, he met with everybody, no, he did not. And every time we sent a petition saying, hey, if you change this, this would be better, he did exactly the opposite. We have not had a vote. That's why these people are here. And I am one who wasn't going to speak. So thank you for listening to me.
Yes. Anyone else?
Going once.
Okay. So thank you very much for comments. We're going to close the public hearing at 10 a.m. And now we'll bring it back to the discussion of the board. Anyone want to go first?
Go for it, David. I mean, I want to thank everybody for coming out today and providing us with all the feedback. And it's an unfortunate situation that 918 has put us in this position. And, you know, LAFCO is required to uphold the law. And at this moment, 918 is the law. And so I very much appreciate all the sentiment and all the feedback that we've been given today. And I'm looking forward to further discussion here. And I want to continue the dialogue and ensure that healthcare and access to healthcare and good quality healthcare in Imperial County is accessible. That's the goal at the end of the day regarding the law. And so it's a challenge for us all. And it's something that we all need to move forward collectively to face. And so I appreciate all the comments and I appreciate everyone being engaged. And I hope moving forward, everyone continues to be engaged, because at the end of the day, the priority is the healthcare in Imperial County and ensuring that everybody has access to that quality healthcare. And whether or not 918 is a good law, it is a law and it's in place. And so we have to move forward from that. There are dates within that law that we have to consider. And there are legal challenges that we have to consider. And it's a tough decision. Thought long and hard about it. I'm newer to this body, and I appreciate the feedback again. So we'll continue to have our dialogue here and move forward from today, and hopefully everybody continues to be engaged in the process.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you for everybody for being here. We hear you, we understand, but we are like my counterpart says, we do have to uphold the law. The decisions aren't always the easiest, and aren't always the best. And I'm not going to say that they're not or they are. Sometimes decisions are hard, but we have a duty to do. We will do our best to uphold that. So know that healthcare will not stop in Imperial Valley. I did hear a lot of people say that, you know, they step foot into all these hospitals, as have I. I worked out of Calexico Hospital, stepped foot into that ER, El Centro when it was old El Centro, and Pioneers when it was the original Pioneers. So I understand. I've been there too. I've seen that side of healthcare. So with that, appreciate you guys all for being here, and we'll look forward to doing the right thing.
Okay, so I don't think any of us question the need for a healthcare district. All of us recognize that. But my disappointment was in the way the bill was written. I've seen bad bills, and this one ranks among the highest. They're terrible. So I'm very disappointed with how the bill was written. So many things were never even discussed. For example, what was the tax to fund this project? How do you even know what it's going to cost? I mean, it was like, oh, we'll work that out later. What about the cost of the acquisition for El Centro? That wasn't an issue either. So, I'm just very disappointed with the way the bill was written. What were the mechanics of the merger in acquiring El Centro? None of that was in the bill. So I remember a lady saying, well, let's just vote for the bill and then we'll read it later. You remember that? So, I mean, I'm very disappointed with what I see in this bill. And another thing I think that we can all learn from this is when you have bad policy, you're going to have bad law. And when you have bad law, you're going to have bad policy. So I think all of this got way ahead of itself. I am disappointed. Even though I know that we need a healthcare district, I know a lot of people have worked hard in trying to make this happen. But in some ways, it seems like we're building on a cracked foundation. So I am disappointed. I don't know what's going to happen today, but I hope we learn from this. I hope that we learn that let's get our ducks in order. All districts. I mean, we started with a mixed bag. We did. We had Heffernan, you know, that was not operating. We had Raleigh that was operating. We had El Centro. So we had kind of a mixed bag. How do you do that without pulling everybody together and saying, listen, this could work and move in that direction? When you write a bill and say, we'll work it out later, it's not going to work out well. It doesn't look like there's a good path forward. So I am in favor also of allowing the court to rule before a vote. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Good morning. I think you know where I stand on this because we had this chat a few months ago. So I'll pose a question. If the IVHD board were made up of Pioneers board members, would we be having this conversation today? No, because you would own it and you would control it and you would do with it what you please. I disagree, but we're moving on. There was a couple of words discussed, a couple comments made. Expediency versus sustainability. Expediency. I'm 51 years old. We've been talking about one district for over 30 years that I know of. Before that time, it probably was discussed as well, but that I'm aware of, at least 30 years. Sustainability. It's a key word here. Sustainability. I, with my fellow Board of Supervisor members, have been busting our butts to develop Lithium Valley There's so much need in our valley for infrastructure. And when you think about infrastructure, usually what comes to mind is roads and bridges. Now, any farmer out there, anybody that drives our county roads knows for a fact that we need all the help we can get from roads and bridges, from a road and bridges infrastructure perspective. But what about healthcare infrastructure? If we're trying to build a world-class, sustainable economic picture that works with agriculture, and that is Lithium Valley, and the enhanced opportunities that Lithium Valley will give us, how do you think a mediocre healthcare structure will work? It won't, because part of how we attract individuals from the outside is building an attractive format for them to come in. Roads, bridges, public health, hospitals, healthcare. It's part of the same umbrella. They won't come if you don't have it. I honestly don't think we have it now.
Don't forget about the $40 million.
I'm going to talk about kids' health. It's my turn. We're going to talk about kids' health now because somebody mentioned women's health. You know how many miles I've driven from here to San Diego because there is no health care for my kids in Imperial County? You know how many miles I've driven? Interstate 8? You don't believe me, I've had 3 bouts with cancer. So don't come back with some BS comment to me. I live through hell. I live through hell. And that is one of the major issues that the future of IVHD will give us. A future where we can have healthcare that is fair, that is equitable to the entire Imperial County. Not to a sector, but to everybody. Somebody mentioned taxpayers in Brawley, 3,000 taxpayers, I believe. I don't just represent 3,000 taxpayers in Brawley. I don't just represent 45,000 taxpayers in Calexico. I represent 175,000 lowballing, because we all know the census is wrong, 175,000 plus taxpayers in Imperial County. And I want the best for each and every one of them. Not for one, not for a sector, not for a district, but for each and every one of them. I can be here talking all day, but I'll leave you with this. September 19th, 2023, AB 19 came to the Board of Supervisors for a revote. I was the only one that supported it on a 3-1 vote. Why did I support it? 918 isn't perfect. 918 was never meant to be the tax vehicle to provide funding long-term for a healthcare district. But 918 is a vehicle for progress in the mid to long term that we have struggled to get. And we've gone nowhere because either El Centro leaves the table, Brawley leaves the table, or nobody agrees to it, period, end of story. That's why we went to the state, because we couldn't do it ourselves. Let's not fool us. Again, I repeat myself, I'm 51 years old, and we could not do this. We need to band together. We need to look at the future. We need to look at our kids and our grandkids and what's best for them. I brought up lithium from an economic development perspective. Our healthcare system is exactly in the same boat. We need to band together to make it work. And this is a step in the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Guar. So, as a point of reference for my comments, I'd like to say this. As elected officials, we all swore an oath to the Constitution. Within that oath, we make decisions based on your rights, your constitutional rights. There is three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and judicial.
we belong to the legislative branch here, this board. And today we're going to vote on individually and as a whole, obviously, we're going to vote on this issue with that's brought to us today. Here for us, it's tough because, like Mr. Coscobar was saying, we don't vote just on. I represent Calexico. I don't only vote for Calexico, but I vote for the whole county. And I also have convictions. I heard everybody today, and yes, I get it. Right, we have a bill that perhaps wasn't drafted. Whatever it is, I'm not a legislator at that level, but we need to vote today to close this chapter and let's just go back to the courts where it's supposed to be, where it should be contested, not here. We're just going to vote on something that is the law. The governor approved that law, and we have a mandate. I have a mandate to vote on that. Those are my comments today. I appreciate everybody coming here today and make your statements and be heard. I did, when I was talking, I did take notes. I'm taking a lot of notes. I listened to you. I wrote every single note. And it was 22 people that spoke up, and I'm pretty sure I would have had more. So I really appreciate that. So I don't want to take more of your time. So we're about to vote on this. I'm ready to do that. We'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, I'm understanding your comments to listen to the courts. And so I would make a motion that we delay the vote until the judge is ruling.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hawk. So what happens is we have a motion on the floor and we need a second for this to be voted on. Who, anybody second that? So there is no second. Based on that motion, it dies. I entertain another motion.
Chair, motion to approve the dissolution of the Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District pursuant to AB 918.
Second.
Point of clarification, if I may, Commissioner, date of what date we would need that in the resolution?
The motion would be as of October 24th, Thursday, October 24th, 10:15, if we're going to need to be exempt.
Okay. Second stands.
Yes, roll call.
Commissioner Moreno?
Yes.
Commissioner Escobar?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
No.
Commissioner Amparano?
Yes.
Commissioner Salgado?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes 4-1. Okay, so meeting adjourned at 10:16.